As we celebrate the Feast of Corpus Christi and focus on the Eucharist, you know, we celebrate a gift that was far beyond the expectations of the Jewish people. You know, they had no idea what our Lord was preparing to do. And, you know, when he announced it, it was so far beyond their expectations that they even struggled to believe it. But I think we can sympathize with that if we think about what the Eucharist really is. You know, the bread and wine becomes the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, which means when we're at Mass, upon the altar, the infinite God of the universe is present in front of us. We can literally look upon the God who created the heavens and the earth. And that's a pretty incredible gift to reflect upon that. And it shouldn't be a surprise that a lot of people struggle to believe that. And that was the case with a priest by the name of Father Peter. And for a priest who's struggling to believe in the Eucharist, that's a bit of a crisis. So with this individual priest, he was from Germany. And he decided, because he was struggling with faith in the Eucharist, to go on a pilgrimage to seek an answer to his struggles. And so his pilgrimage, he was ultimately planning to go to Rome. But he stopped in the city of Bolsena in Italy, and he stayed 2 days at the Church of St. Christina, and he celebrated Mass on her tomb. And as he was celebrating Mass, after he had consecrated the Eucharist and lifted up the host, before his very eyes, the host began to bleed. And drops of blood ran down the host and onto the altar cloth, the corporal that was on the altar. And so, you know, he received a very powerful answer from our Lord to his doubts in the Eucharist. And to this very day, that corporal, which has the blood stains of the blood of Christ from the host, is carried in a procession every Corpus Christi. And so, as we reflect upon this miracle, which is the origin of today's feast day, the Pope, a year later after this miracle, declared the Feast of Corpus Christi. You know, the miracle itself was not only beyond the expectations of the people, but the potential effects of the Eucharist, the effect that the Eucharist can have on us, is beyond our expectations. And if we think about it, you know, God does not enter into this dramatic gesture where he descends from heaven and makes himself present on the altar so that we can think, wow, that's really nice, and then just leave and go on with our day as if nothing happened. You know, or he doesn't do this so we can be like, wow, that's pretty amazing. You know, should we give him a round of applause or something and then just go on with life? You know, it's not like some special effect in a movie that we see and we're amazed and then we just forget about it and go on. That's not why our Lord works this miracle. And he doesn't work this miracle so that we can just come to church and recite some prayers and then, you know, just by memory and then just leave. You know, that response would be completely out of proportion compared to the gift that's given. Jesus instituted this incredible sacrament, which was beyond anybody's expectations, because he desires an effect in us that's incredible and beyond our expectations. And so what can the Eucharist actually bring about? What type of change can it bring about in us? If we think about ordinary food, you know, why do we eat ordinary food? We eat ordinary food because it gives us the nutrients and the energy that we need to live our daily lives and to move and do everything that we need to do. The Eucharist provides us with nourishment on a different level. It nourishes our intellect and our will to enable us to grow in holiness. And so what are some specific examples as to how this might happen? Well, one of the graces we can receive from the Eucharist is the wisdom to be able to see how God is working through the ordinary circumstances in our daily life to bring about his will. So every person that we run into, every situation that we face, every struggle that we face is part of God's plan. And his hand is in each one of those situations. And the Eucharist can enlighten our minds with the spirit of wisdom to be able to see how God is at work in those situations. And then the ability to discern how the Lord wants us to act. You know, what does he want us to do in this situation? The Eucharist can enlighten our intellect with, you know, this gift of counsel, which helps us to know which decisions to make and how to act in a certain situation. You know, the ability to delight in union with Jesus Christ and to be able to find our supreme joy in God is a gift that we can receive from the Eucharist. So these are just three different examples. There's many, many more that I could give, but the Eucharist can truly transform our souls into a spiritual paradise. The Eucharist has the ability to change us and bring us to a point where we delight in union with God and in his will. And that union can become so deep that our experience of life is that we live in Jesus Christ and he lives in us, that the two become one. That's actually possible through the gift of the Eucharist. The Lord gives us an incredible sacrament because he desires incredible effects within us. Now, those effects are not generally going to happen in an instant. You know, it's not like we're going to come and spend 5 seconds in the presence of the Eucharist and be completely transformed. That's entirely possible, but usually it doesn't happen that way. You know, the union found in the Eucharist is the fruit of a commitment of time spent in the presence of the Eucharist. Usually it's a gradual conversion over the course of many months and many years. But at each step along the way, the Lord provides various graces and delights. Because our Lord has infinite wisdom. And when we spend time in the presence of the Eucharist, he knows in his wisdom how to guide us and how to nurture us spiritually. He knows that perfectly. And so when we spend time in the Eucharist, we're under the capable hands of our Lord as he guides us deeper and deeper in the path of holiness. You know, in the gospel, our Lord multiplied loaves, and this was natural bread that our Lord multiplied. But the gospel says that the crowds ate and were satisfied. The satisfaction that our souls can experience in the Eucharist is incredible. We are actually given at different times slight glimpses of the divinity, of the God of infinite goodness. And so there are treasures and delights that are found as we discover the riches of the Eucharist that are beyond expectation. And so a good question for us to ask is, you know, what if our Eucharistic devotion isn't where it needs to be? And we could probably all say that. It's not as deep as it needs to be. You know, where do we start? We'll start with spending a little extra time in the presence of the Eucharist. Come to Mass early. Or come to church during the week when the doors are open and spend some time in prayer. Or go to Eucharistic Adoration, which we offer weekly. And when you're there, imagine that Jesus Christ is your best friend, because actually he is. But imagine he's your best friend and talk to him that way. Tell him about the joys and the struggles that you face. If there's some difficulty or something you're afraid of or some fear or some struggle that you're having with a certain relationship or something that happened that's great that you're thankful for, pour that out before him. Tell him what's going on in your heart. And then listen and be receptive to the nourishment that our Lord gives in response. We shouldn't expect instant results from the Eucharist. Go at it with commitment. But at the same time, we should have great expectations of what is possible through devotion to the Eucharist. Our Lord gave us an incredible gift in the Eucharist because he desires to bring about incredible effects. And if we are committed and faithful to the Holy Eucharist, I guarantee that your soul will find a satisfaction and a fulfillment that is beyond expectation and that only Jesus Christ can provide.